Liam here at Tuttle on a beautiful Friday morning. I'm here with James, and James and I have been talking because there's lots of little overlaps between the things we're working on right now. James, a PhD student at the moment, but tell us a little more about what you're working on and how this space relates to that, really.
Okay, so my PhD is in theater and performance, and my interest is in collaborative writing. And I'm thinking of performance and writing in really broad ways. Collaborative writing is sort of the creation of something by a group, really. When I found out about the Center for Creative Collaboration, which I found out about by walking by on the street and seeing a big
right
sign,
on.
I thought that sounds like what I'm doing. And
it's an excellent little example there of the kind of the serendipity moments that
totally.
This space is all about, really.
yeah. And my first contact with it was, well, the website, but then my first physical contact with it was at Tuttle, and finding sort of those more moments of serendipity through that, which was surprising and great. I'm a resident here now, and I'm doing research, for my PhD, but then part of what I'm doing also is looking at the space, similar to this project in a sense, and sort of trying to figure out what people are creating here, and how they're coming together within and sort of between groups. Why collaborate, that's sort of one of my central questions.
Do you have any thoughts on that so far? That's a big question.
It is a big question. There's a hunch. Yeah, it's early days for my PhD, so I'm narrowing in on it. I have a hunch that a lot of people now, there's this sort of increasing kind of ethical imperative around collaborating, which has something to do with the democratization of culture or representing or something sort of more fully, or I'm not very articulate about this, more honestly, I guess, and increasing chances of serendipity, like we said already, sort of allowing for creativity that might be stifled by a certain kind of hierarchy, I guess. But at the same time, it's different. What's interesting, I think, is that kind of collaboration is different from chaos. there's something that sort of guides it, and you sort of cull things, and you curate things, and you facilitate.
And you enable.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting thing, because from the outside, this kind of place, Tuttle itself, the center, can look like chaos.
Yet
once you're within it, there is a sort of an order to it that's very hard to kind of put your finger on.
Yeah.
But there's still a sense that there's something guiding the group, and it's
That's
the kind of thing that can be so hard to put to quantify or describe in some ways, but one of the things that can be so interesting about a space like this.
Yeah, and hard to understand too, which is I think why I'm still sort of getting my head around how this research I'm doing for and about the center is very interesting to me, and I'm not totally sure what it means for my PhD on a broader level. Which is okay right now. I mean, I'm kind of excited to just get into it and see what it might mean, because I think that's part of it too. You sort of take this leap.
Exploration.
You sort of take this leap into collaborating with others and then find out what that means later, maybe.
Well, I think there's an interesting lesson in that.
Yeah.
That you can't go in with the clear sense of what you're going to come out of it with, because you'll probably never end up there, but you may end up with something very different.
Yeah.
Right, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.